Let's all stand together this morning, lift up our hands to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and invite the Holy Ghost into the house today. Dear God, we've come into the house of the Lord to praise you. We've come here to magnify you. We've come here to glorify your name, O God. We are so excited to be a part of the house of God. Oh, Lord, thank you for the glorious church that you put here today, O God. The people that are called by your name. Oh, we love you this morning, O God. We praise you today, dear Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be exalted. You're worthy to be uplifted. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God of earth and heaven. Blessed be your holy name today. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Our kids are coming this morning, getting ready to sing for us. They've been working hard on our presentation today. Amen. Let's just worship with our children today.
All right, y'all ready to go?
Hallelujah. Let's give our kids a hand clap of appreciation this morning. A great job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Our music team is getting ready to come this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to sing unto the Lord. Praise Him. Magnify His name. He is worthy to be praised today. Worthy to be exalted. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's a risen Savior, and we are excited about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're raising up some singers in this church. Amen. Got some Holy Ghost voices, belting it out. Train up a child. That's part of training them up. Amen. I'd rather have them standing up front in the church than standing in the police lineup. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise and magnify the Lord today. Let's just worship with our Amen. And sing unto the Lord this morning.
Because of what he did for us, we have victory.
Victory, victory. Calvary has won the victory. Victory, victory. As long as I have Jesus, I have victory. Victory, victory. He died on Calvary. Jesus won the victory. Victory, victory. As long as I have Jesus, I have victory. Liberty, liberty. King hung upon the tree and won the victory. Liberty, liberty.
Yes, thank you, Jesus, for your liberty, for setting me free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Liberty. He died upon the tree. Jesus won the victory. 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 As long as I have Jesus, I have victory. Liberty. Died upon the tree. Jesus won the victory. Liberty. Liberty. As long as I have Jesus, I have liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty. He died upon the tree. Jesus won the victory. Liberty. Liberty. As long as I have Jesus, I have liberty. Victory. Victory. He died. Victory, victory, victory. As long as I have Jesus, I have victory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many is glad he died for you and won the victory? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's something great about Easter when you begin to realize that he paid it all. There's a song that talks about that. We're not singing that song this morning, but there's a song that talks about how he paid it all. There's something about when you go down in the name of Jesus, you're covered by the blood he shed at Calvary. It makes you able to be forgiven of your sins. He paid every single sin that you did in advance. But it's all covered by the blood of Jesus. When you're baptized in Jesus' name, all of that sin is washed away. It's forgotten as far as the east is from the west. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And from then on, you turn from your sins and say, God, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's under the blood of Jesus. It's forgotten by God, and I'm not going to bring it back up again. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Every praise is to our God. Everywhere to worship in one accord. Every praise to our God.
Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy of every praise.
Praise is to our God. Everywhere to worship in one accord. Every praise to our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. You deserve every praise that I can give you.
To our God. Every word of worship in one accord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I lift you up. I praise your holy name. Worthy is Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hand and say, God, you're worthy. I love you, Jesus.
To our God. Every word of worship in what a cold
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every praise
is to our God. Every word of worship in what a cold.
Every praise
to our God. Praise is to our God. Every word of worship in what a cold.
Lord, you deserve every praise. I magnify your holy name, dear God. There's no one else, hallelujah, that has died for me. No one else that has shed his blood so that I may be saved. Thank you, Jesus.
Is to our God. Every word of worship in what a God. Every praise is to our God. Praise is to our God. Every word of worship in what a God. Every praise God, my Savior.
Hallelujah, He saved me.
God, my healer.
God, my deliverer. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
God, my Savior. Hallelujah, thank you for the price you paid.
God, my healer.
He healed my body.
Deliver.
He's brought me out of the miry clay. Set my feet on the rock to stand. Hallelujah.
God, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, my healer.
God, my deliverer. Oh, yes, you are.
Yes,
you are. Hallelujah.
Savior,
yes.
God, my healer. God, my deliverer.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
God.
God, my deliverer.
Yes, You are God.
Yes,
You are God. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise,
this You are. Every praise. Hallelujah. It's to You, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus.
What the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. I'm gonna praise Him. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Praise Him. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, He healed my body and He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name.
Each day he's just the same. How many is glad for that? Each and every day he forgives us again and again and again.
I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. Gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. Look what the Lord has done. The Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body and he touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name.
Hallelujah. Can anybody say, I love you, Jesus? Hallelujah. He paid it all.
I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. Look what the Lord has done. I'm gonna praise him. Come. He's just the same. I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. Praise him. Come help me praise him. I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. I'm gonna praise him. Come help me praise him. No praise him. Come help me praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you praise him for just a moment? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're everything to God. I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Hallelujah. It's time to give an offering and a giving to the Lord. He is everything to us. Hallelujah. He paid the price for our sin. Should be a little matter for us to give a little money into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah.
Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks, 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 I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks, 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 I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks.
Let's just thank him this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you, Lord, for your strength today, oh God. Oh Lord, you're the ever-present help in time of need. You are a king. You are a savior. You are a redeemer today, oh God. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor that's due unto your name today. Oh yes, Lord, we worship you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be exalted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For God loved so much that he gave. And today we are so excited to be in the house of the Lord on Easter Sunday, realizing that our Savior is alive today. There is power in the name of Jesus. It had the power to defeat the death and the grave. There is power in the name of Jesus. O death, where is thy sting? Where is the victory? It's been swallowed up by the resurrecting power of the Holy Ghost. And God today wants to reach down and to touch your heart and speak into your world. Brother Jonathan Akers is coming. What do we want him to do? Come, Brother Jonathan, preach the word of life unto us this morning.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Yesterday, we were outside. You may be seated. We were outside here outside the church. We had the Oklahoma Festival going on, and we were out here just selling the brownies and the cookies for the youth fund, and my dad was out there selling some of his leather work for making some money for the church. And so we were out there and watching all of those people go by. You realize just how blessed you are to be a child of God. You see people going by with faces downtrodden, most of them just sitting there frowning, even though they're at a place they're supposed to have a good time. You see a couple of them, you know, laugh, but there was no joy in anything that they did. It brings it all home about what God did. It's all about reaching the lost. God so loved the world so much, and that's a broad statement. Everyone in the world God loves. He wants everyone to be brought into salvation. And before I get into my actual message, I want to bring some stuff out. You guys have heard it a lot, but you may not have heard it this way. All right? All of you are familiar with Acts 2:38. So I'm going to quickly quote it. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. But then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, what happened during the whole death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is an exact duplicate example to what we are supposed to go through. When he was crucified, that is repentance. Dying out to your old self and saying, "I'm not going there anymore. I'm not doing these things anymore. This old life is going to die and it's never going to be brought back up again." That's repentance. Being buried with him in baptism, going underneath the water and saying, "I'm going to come up a new creature. I've been buried. The old man is now forever gone." The thing about repentance is it kills the old man, but it's not yet been buried. That body's still sitting around, ready to be popped back up at any second until it's buried underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. Buried with him in baptism. And then when you receive the Holy Ghost, you are resurrected, a new creature with the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was nothing like it. And we're going to go into it a little bit, but I want to say this. When Jesus appeared unto the apostles, after that he had been dead, it was resurrecting of their hope. All of a sudden, when they had gone through this, they had seen him die, they had seen him buried, and all hope was gone. Our master was dead. But then they hear the news, the tomb is empty. They go, "It's empty." Then they hear that, "Hey, he's alive," and then he appears unto them. All of a sudden, they had hope. Without the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you, there is no hope. Because the devil will keep throwing your past mistakes back in your face. They may be buried under the blood, doesn't mean he doesn't bring them back up. You see, it's the importance of doing it God's way. God has given us a plan, a pattern. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, as we just sung. He's the same. His plan is the same. In the Old Testament, they had the same plan that they do today. The first thing, they had to go and they had to offer the burnt sacrifice. And they had to kill it. They had to kill something. Blood had to be shed for the repentant process. For them. That blood had to be shed for them. And it didn't get rid of their sin. It rolled it forward. Then they went to the brazen laver and washed themselves, cleaning themselves, the representative of baptism. Then the high priest would go into the holies of holies, representing the Spirit of Almighty God. God doesn't change. The plan was developed way back in the beginning, and it keeps on moving. It only gets better. You see, there's only one person that got to feel the presence of God. And God said, that's not enough. Everyone's got to feel my presence. So Jesus died on the cross, making it possible for you and me to feel the presence of God with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. It's a passionate subject for me because that's my God. It's a passionate subject for me. They call it the passion play because you should get passionate about it. It's a subject that gets to my heart when I see them portray God dying on the cross for my sins. Something rises up inside of me. He did that for me. I've got to do everything I can for him. I've got to go to the altar every chance I get. I've got to get up here and worship every chance I get because he died for me. Hallelujah. My title this morning is Today is Your Day. Today is your day. Today is a day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A new life beginning, a new era. Today is your new day, if you'll accept it. If you'll stand for me the reading of the word, Luke chapter 13, verse number 12. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 12. You have it, say amen. All right. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he said, laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. If you'll pray me that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would be upon me to preach the word of God with courage. God, I give you everything, dear Jesus. I'm a vessel. Use me, dear God. Pour out of me the word of God from my mouth, dear Jesus. Unto all of these great saints of God to receive the word of God with courage and boldness of their hearts to do what you would have them do, dear God. Mighty God, anoint me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Let my tongue be anointed by the presence of Almighty God to give forth the word of God with all of my heart, mind, and soul, and strength. Hallelujah, to go with this with all of my heart, dear Jesus, to preach the word of God and nothing else. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You see, there's something about this woman was standing there. And when Jesus saw her, he called her unto him. That's the one thing that every one of you have felt. If you've been in the house of God, you felt it. You're here. So I know you felt it. God calls you unto himself. And says, come and I will give you living water. I will be your strong tower. I will be your rock, your fortress. I will protect you from the evil things. And he said unto her, it's time for you to be loosed from your infirmities. You see, it was her choice whether or not she was going to decide that she would come to where he was. She was standing there watching as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was there talking to all of these people. And he picked her out of the crowd. If you make it to the house of God, God's calling you out of the crowd of the world saying, I want you. Called her out of the crowd and said, come unto me and I will loose you from your infirmities. I will loose you from your bondage. I will loose you from the things of this world. But you've got to come to me first. The first step is saying, God, I'll come. It may be hard. People may be watching me. But if you went through all that and the people saw you die on a cross, shamed, beaten, then what can I expect just to take a couple of steps and say, God, I want to be there for you. I want to do what you want me to do. So he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. You see, the glorifying of God is the next step. You say, God, I've come, I've repented, I said I was sorry. I'm going to glorify you, God, and I'm going to take the next step. I'm going to find a baptismal tank. I'm going to find someone that will baptize me in Jesus' name. And I'm going to go down in the water and become a new creature. And I'm going to glorify God again because it's all underneath the blood. And I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost. Do whatever it takes to receive it. I may have to pray for hours, but I'm not giving up until I receive what God has for me. Hallelujah. The lady that had the issue of blood, she had to fight her way through some trials. She had to fight her way, elbow her way through the crowd and say, I'm making it to Jesus, but I'm not stopping until I get my blessing. I'm not stopping until I touch just the hem of his garments. You see, there's something about it. She said, I may only get a little bit of Holy Ghost, but I'm getting my Holy Ghost. I don't care how many people I have to shove my way through. I don't know how many dirty licks I get looked in me. I don't care how many curses people curse in me. I'm going to make it to the hem of his garment. Because that is where I find my infirmity to be released. And the ruler of the synagogue, you may be seated, answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. There's going to be devils that will try to bust your bubble. They're going to come by and say, hey, with all of the sin you've got in your life, you think you're worthy enough to come up to an apostolic altar? With the things you're struggling with, you think that you're worthy enough to receive baptism? With all of the things you're going through, you think you're worthy enough to receive the gift of God? But I love what God said. Because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day, and he said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. These are the Sadducees and Pharisees speaking. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Come and be healed on the days you're doing good. Then the Lord answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from his bond on the Sabbath day? He was saying, it doesn't matter what she's going through. She's a child of God and she should be delivered. I don't care if you're not doing good today, but God, if I do this, I will be doing good tomorrow. Woo! Say hallelujah. The preacher's preached to me. Hallelujah. Devil, you're lying to me. You're saying I can't get it. I can't be a child of God. I can't be baptized in Jesus' name. But praise God, it's here and I can. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated for just a moment. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. You see, there was something about the men that were there. They were stuck in tradition. They were stuck in the ideas that there were certain times for people to get excited. There were certain times for things to happen. You see, a lot of our denominational churches, there's times to get excited, but it's not in the house of God. But let me tell you one thing. When she was loose from her infirmity, there wasn't nothing on this earth could keep her from making some noise. You see, she knew that her only chance to be healed was standing right before her. She knew the only chance she had to live a life that was worth something was standing in front of her. And so she was standing there and she's like, I can't be worthy of this. But he called her out. She said, you, come unto me. I'm going to loose you from those things you've been dealing with. And so she walked forward and said, well, maybe I am worthy enough. I may be the scum of the earth, but even the dogs eat the crumb from the master's table. I may not have it all together, but my Jesus says I'm worthy enough to be delivered. My Jesus says I'm worthy enough. He died for me. Okay, I want to receive it. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. He paid it all. He's not your garbage man. He didn't die for your sin. He died for you. He didn't die so that you could go out and sin and say, well, I'll come back and repent and get a pardon for my sin. That was something the Catholics started, and it's not biblical. The thing about God is He gives you the ability to overcome the sin so you don't need to be pardoned. So He's there to loose you from the old lifestyle, to give you a new lifestyle. A lot of times people, they'll watch it and say, oh, wow. He died for me. He died on a cross. Wow. That's awesome. And they'll take that as a right. Well, since He died for me and He did all this for me, well, He'll understand if I do this. If He loves me that much, He'll understand. You see, that's a common thing you'll hear. Well, God understands that, I'm still going to the honky tonk. Well, you see, I'm witnessing. God understands. God understands that I'm still going down there and grabbing a 12 pack of Budweiser. He understands. You know, it was actually, my dad's told this story. There was a Catholic minister. And said, what would you do if someone came and wanted to talk to you about God? He said, well, I'd take him down and sit him on my couch and we'd open up a beer and start talking about it. God understands. I'm doing it for a good cause. Sin is sin, no matter how gift-wrapped you put it. If you put a snake in a box and you gift wrap it and you hand it to your child, no matter how much you build up that present, when they open it up, they're going to be terrified. I understand there's some people that like snakes. But if that's a venomous snake that when you open that up, using the king cobra because it's one of the most fearsome snakes, and it comes up and all of a sudden its skin moves out, its fangs are ready to attack you, you're going to drop that box and back up really quick like. No matter how much you gift wrap it, it's still not a good present. No matter how much you butter up the sin and say, well, God understands, it's still sin. And if you don't live for God with all of your heart and say, I'm getting rid of the sin, I don't have to gift wrap it because it's already gone, then you're all right. The Bible says it best. Be holy for I am holy, saith the Lord. We are to be Christ-like. He was our ultimate example. We are to image what He did on earth. Love people. Preach the word of God. Live it. So, in essence, we are to be as much like God as we can. And if God is holy, that means we are to be holy. That means we throw away the things that are of this world. And as we're drawing close to the summertime and the weather's getting warmer, as my dad says, a lot of people are going to start taking their clothes off. But if you're living for God, you're going to look in through the word of God and see that God saw the aprons that Adam and Eve were wearing and said, that ain't going to work, honey. I'll give you coats. Anybody ever wear a fur coat in the wintertime? It's warm, right? Imagine wearing that in the summertime. They were in paradise. They didn't know what snow was. And God gave them coats. He said, you're going to be covered whether it's uncomfortable or not. A lot of times you may not like it at first, but you do what God wants you to do, and He'll let it grow on you. I wasn't planning on going there, but God does what God will. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm done. But there's something that I want all of you to understand. This altar will be open in just a second. I'm doing my closing statement. When He died on the cross for you, He paid the price so that you could already come up here. before that position, man could not talk to God. The only people that were allowed to have communication with God were the priest and the prophets. A regular man couldn't talk to God. He couldn't communicate with God. He couldn't hear the voice of God. He couldn't even read the word of God. He had it read to him. But God said, this isn't right. Because there's some men out here that would be able to do right things and good things if they had a relationship with me. So I'm challenging each and every one of you, and these altars will be open. If you want to have an experience with God, don't worry about how overwhelming it seems your sin is, but come up here and say, God, take my sin. You've already paid the price so I can have a better life. So I can live for God. You paid the price. You paid it all. So I'm coming up to this altar and saying, God, I don't care what I have to do. I don't care what I have to give up. But God, I want to live for you. God, I want to get a hold of this Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. And God, right now, I'm giving my forgiveness. I'm giving my repentance. As God, I'm saying I'm sorry. And I'm purposing in my mind I'm going to change. These altars are open. Hallelujah. If you want to come up, if you want to have a relationship with God, if you want to say, God, I want to live for you. I want to get a hold of the kingdom of heaven. Then it's here for you. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus, God. Mighty God, I prepare an atmosphere of this house, dear God. An atmosphere of repentance. An atmosphere, dear God, of getting a hold of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Let your word go forth, your power, dear God, to move, dear Jesus, on hearts and souls, dear God. In the name of Jesus, that your word would go inside of their heart. Mighty God, would edify them, would build them up, would ready them, dear God, for the work that you want to do in them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Mighty God, do a work, do a work, do a work, my God. Shadia kaya bosana yala rabokosia la rabosata la raba. Yes, God. Yes, God. You are the ultimate. You are the ultimate sacrifice for us, God. Hallelujah. You paid it all so that we could have new life. You paid it all so that we could have forgiveness. You paid it all so that we could receive your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, everything, every moment I live. Let it be Jesus, everything. Hallelujah. To throw myself away, dear God. Hallelujah. To die out to my flesh and say, God, whatever I do, I want it to be for you.
Your Father up in heaven.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Mighty God, let a spirit flow in this house, dear God. Hallelujah, of determination. Let a spirit flow, dear God, in this house. Hallelujah, of giving everything that you have to give it to God. Hallelujah.